Hey, Giants fans, this is Chad from TorchaCast, and today I had the privilege of going down to Pebble Beach and experiencing the wonderful weather down there while I covered the Giants versus 49ers charity shootout sponsored by Chevron. I was able to catch up with several Giants and 49ers, including Matt Cain, which will be featured here. You will hear a few other reporters, of course, asking questions in the beginning. I do fire in a couple at the end, but it was a great day, and I hope you enjoy this one.
The challenge is definitely those guys over there. We want to win a lot. You know, we want to raise the most money so we can help out even more.
This event has evolved into really kind of a fun thing that you guys keep coming back to. Competitive nature kind of kick in when you know you're going against the 49er guys and all
definitely,
that?
Definitely. Yeah. And they like to razz you. You know, they've had some good luck in the past couple of years. That's what we're going to say. They've had luck. So we're going to take it to them this year.
But everybody loves your swing when they see you out here playing. Now, where does that come from? What's your background in golf that makes you so good?
You know, I tooled around a little bit with my dad, drove the golf cart around, and every once in a while, if we got backed up a little bit, I'd throw a couple balls in the middle of the fairway and hit them. And then when I got about 13 years old, I'd go down to the little country club we were at in Somerville, Tennessee, and play a little nine-hole course, turn around and play it again, go swim for a little while, then go play it in the afternoon. So I started playing a lot when I, you know, right into teenage years, when I could after, you know, when baseball season wasn't going on, and I just fell in love with it.
It's kind of an unofficial start to the season. It feels like the last few years we see you guys here, then we see you in a week down in Arizona. It kind of feels like it gets going now.
It really does, you know, and it kind of kicks off everything. You get to see a few of the guys. You get a little bit of the competitive nature, and it's fun. I mean, this is something that's cool to come out and enjoy. And it's been the weather's been tremendous here the past few years. I mean, you couldn't ask for better days down here near the beach. And it's a great opportunity to come down and do a lot of different things for everybody.
You're not playing in the actual tournament, though, are you?
No,
you're
not playing.
FanFest.
FanFest overlapped it this year, so not able to make it.
But you've played in the past, right?
Yeah.
How's that different when it's in the actual tournament versus this charity?
Man, it's intense, and especially if you can make it to Sunday, it turns into a real game. You see the pros really turn it on. They start to liven up. Things become real. I mean, you try to get out of the way, really, but it's fun to be that close to the guys when they're doing that, and to be able to see them shot shape balls and do everything. Man, it's a different level, and to see them up close.
Have you made it to Sunday?
Yeah, we made it to Sunday three times.
And what was that interaction like with the pros? I mean, how much did you talk to them? I imagine less on Sunday, probably, right?
No, I mean, really, that's the amazing part. Is, I mean, I don't know exactly what, you know, what it is, but I mean, if you look at it, golf, mostly 90% of it is walking the whole time, you know. Right. I mean, you're making a couple shots here and there, but the 4 hours you're out here or whatever, it's really a small amount that you're playing, so you've got a long time to chat with the guys, pick their brain, you know, they're picking our brains about different things, and just getting to know the guys. And that's, you know, that's the fun part about golf, is you get to know people on a friendship level.
Who was your pro, and did you talk to him?
I've always had Matt Bettencourt. Oh, is right. My pro. But we've been able to mix it up a lot with what are the other pros, with John Daly, Jason Day, you know, so it's been a lot of fun.
What was the best conversation you had with him?
Golly, I don't know. Nothing off the top of my head. Just all of them, really. You know, I mean, it's just full days of just hanging out.
Everyone says you're the big threat out here today. Do they have something to be worried about?
No, they don't. I don't think so. No, I'll try to hit it as hard as I can and see where it goes after that.
Kanto says we can keep up with you, so you must have got...
He says that, but we'll see. No, he plays. He and I actually are probably really similar. And Randy's the same way. All of us are really comparable on playing. It kind of just depends on who makes the least amount of mistakes that day.
You may have been asked this, but you're not playing in a regular tournament this
right.
year?
Right.
Is that just because of the FanFest?
Yeah, FanFest overlaps it.
Seems like in the past you've hit the ball a long way, but not always straight.
Sometimes it doesn't always go straight. It
does not. That's still the state of your game?
Yeah, that can be that way.
Yeah. Have you played a lot this offseason?
No, I haven't really. I haven't played as much this offseason.
Cool. Thanks, man.
How geared up are you for the season, just for yourself?
Looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to it. I feel good physically, and I feel good mentally, and be excited about this year.
It's an even year.
It definitely is an even year. I'm glad you noticed that.
You feel like you've ironed out some of the problems maybe you had last year?
I don't know. It's February.
Yeah.
I don't have really worry about that until the end of March or April.
Boats look like he's dropped about 10 or 15 pounds.
I haven't even checked him out yet. He does, doesn't he?
That's not a good view, but oh. When he stands up straight.
No, that's the view I like him. Then it means he's walking back to the dugout, not pulling me out of here.
He says he has to walk to the mound faster. That's why he dropped him there.
Yeah. No, they keep him on the time crunch. That is true. They got him on the clock now.
Are you excited about the off-season additions this year?
I am. I'm really excited about what we've done in the off-season. I think they did a great job of filling some holes that we needed to, and I think if the guys that, you know, like myself, and we can have good years this year, and with the guys we've added, I think it could be a really good year this year.
Do you know Samardzija or Cueto at all?
I don't know Cueto that much. We texted a little bit when he first signed, but I've gotten to know Samardzija a good bit over the last month and a half being in Arizona.
Yeah.
He seems like a really good personality, too. Is he a fun guy to talk
that's,
to and interact
that's
with?
What's fun about him. He is. He's got really a loose personality, but you know what he does when he steps out there on the field, and he turns it on, but it's fun being around him in the clubhouse or in the weight room we've been so far.
He's kind of like a right-handed Bumgarner, you know, just like a big
can be
guy. I mean,
yeah. I mean, both of those big boys. It's going to be fun to see those two in the clubhouse.
He's a little guy now.
Definitely am. Huh? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just kind of hide behind those guys. If we ever clear benches, I'll go behind them.
No wrestling matches, though, right?
Maybe I'll pick one of their ankles from behind or something.
Mm-hmm. You ever line up on the tee box and see all the galley down both sides and get freaked out that you're going to nail someone?
No, that's, you know what, that's at their own risk. They took the idea of being that close. I mean, they must be really trusting.
I know most of us wouldn't do that.
I don't know, yeah, and we're definitely not the pros, so maybe you should tell them.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at torturecast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying we'll see you next time.